Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Karen Jeziolowski. I am Investment Specialist at UBP, and today we will be discussing emerging market investment-grade corporate bonds. We have often highlighted that EM investment-grade corporate bonds, denominated in dollars, offer several advantages compared to other hard currency fixed income liquid asset classes. These advantages include a larger exposure to Asia, the world's fastest growing region, a high level of diversification within the asset class across countries, sectors, and issuers, limiting the impact of idiosyncratic risk, sounder corporate fundamentals with lower leverage in emerging markets than in developed markets, a significantly shorter duration providing a cushion against the risk of further rise in US rates, a spread pickup compared to US investment grade and emerging sovereign investment grade, and finally, a lower volatility and greater risk-adjusted performance. But what if US rates continue to rise? The sharp steepening of the US interest rate curve earlier this year was triggered by the combination of several factors, which all pointed to an acceleration of economic growth and a pickup in inflation, such as the pro-cyclical policies of the Biden administration and other governments around the world, the rollout of vaccines, particularly successful in the US, the gradual phase-out of lockdowns globally, and the US Treasury's funding needs estimated at around $4 trillion. Looking ahead, these factors should remain in place, so it seems fair to expect that US rates could end the year higher than their current level. Should investors then refrain from stepping into EM investment-grade corporate bonds despite the asset class supportive factors they previously mentioned? We believe not. Finding the perfect timing to enter or re-enter a market after a correction is always a challenge. Hence, it may be preferable, when possible, to take a longer-term view than focus on shorter-term dynamics. For instance, after March 2020 drawdown, and despite the unconditional financial support of the central bank and governments globally, many investors preferred to shun the asset class by fears that a second wave of the pandemic would trigger a new sell-off. This wave did occur, requiring new sanitary measures that slowed economic growth further. But there was no other severe market correction. On the contrary, the market rebounded sharply and benefited the limited number of investors who had chosen to step in early. We may be facing a similar situation. Admittedly, the first quarter's market correction was not as dramatic as last year's drawdown, but the rise in rates surprised by its speed and may have put off some investors. However, we believe that such rapid steepening of the US curve was not necessarily a bad thing. It is often better to have a quick and significant change than a situation that drags on for months. Also, we think that most of the rise in rates is now behind us and that the current steepness of the dollar curve relative to the euro, Swiss franc or Japanese yen curves makes the asset class even more attractive today for non-dollar-based investors. Indeed, despite the rise in longer-term rates, the short end of the curve and dollar hedging costs have remained close to their lows, anchored by the Fed monetary policy. For instance, hedging costs from dollars to euros have fallen from 2.3% at the end of 2019 to 0.8% currently. And while yields in dollar-denominated bonds have fallen across asset classes over the last years, the yields of emerging market investment-grade corporate bonds hedged in euros, Swiss francs or Japanese yens have in fact risen. In the case of euros, for instance, the yields have risen from 1.2% in December 2019 to 2.1% today. This means that dollar-denominated emerging investment-grade corporate bonds hedged in euros offer an extra carry of 1.8%, six times greater than what can be earned in the euro investment-grade credit market, which is currently at 0.3%. With this extra carry, should 7-year US rates rise by another 50 basis points over the next 12 months, the return of emerging investment-grade corporate bonds would be around 1.1% in dollars and 0.29% hedged in euros. In contrast, the return of euro investment-grade credit would move into negative territory, minus 0.3%, if rates were to increase by 20 basis points only. Some investors have already recognized this attractiveness. We have seen inflows of about 500 million from European and Asian institutional investors into our emerging investment grade corporate bond fund and mandates since the start of the year. But knowing that euro rates are unlikely to remain unchanged if dollar rates continue to rise and expectations of stronger economic activity around the world are sustained, we believe that it still makes sense for other investors to step in. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.